Scripture reading is from Genesis chapter 32, verses 9 through 13, and also Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 30. And Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, Lord, who said to me, return to your country and to your kindred, and I will do you good. I am not worthy of the least of all the steadfast love and all the faithfulness that you have shown to your servant. For with only my staff I crossed this Jordan, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, please, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I am afraid of him. He may come and kill us all, the mothers and with the children, yet you have said, I will surely do you good and make you offspring as the sand in the sea, which cannot be counted because of their number. So he spent the night there, and from what he had had with him, he took a present for his brother Esau. And the same night he got up and took his two wives and two maids and 11 children and crossed the fork of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, let me go, for the day is breaking. But Jacob said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. So he said to him, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And then the man said, you shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God, with humans, and have prevailed. Then Jacob asked him, please tell me your name. But he said, why is it that you ask for my name? And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, for I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved. Here ends the reading for today.